4. Section 2. Find out if Medicare covers your test, item, or service. Part A. Pages 25 through 28. What services does Medicare cover? Medicare Part A and Part B cover certain medical services and supplies in hospitals, doctor's offices, and other healthcare facilities. Medicare Part D covers prescription drugs. Your red, white, and blue Medicare card shows whether you have Part A, listed as hospital, Part B, listed as medical, or both, and the date your coverage begins. If you have original Medicare, you'll use it to get your Medicare-covered services. If you join a Medicare Advantage plan or other Medicare health plan, in most cases, you'll use your plan's card to get your Medicare-covered services. You can get all of the Medicare-covered services in this section if you have both Part A and Part B. Note, if you're not lawfully present in the U.S., Medicare won't pay for your Part A and Part B claims, and you can't join a Medicare Advantage plan or Medicare drug plan. What does Part A cover? Part A, hospital insurance, helps cover inpatient care in a hospital, inpatient care in a skilled nursing facility, not custodial or long-term care, hospice care, home health care, inpatient care in a religious non-medical health care institution. See pages 26 to 29. For a list of common services Part A covers and general descriptions. For more information on Part A covered services, visit medicare.gov/coverage. Cost and coverage. Find out what's covered using your mobile device. To get Medicare coverage information, download Medicare's free What's Covered mobile app on your smartphone or tablet. It's available in the App Store and on Google Play. What do I pay for Part A covered services? Co-payments, co-insurance, or deductibles may apply for each service listed on the following pages. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan or have other insurance, like Medigap, Medicaid, or employer or union coverage, your co-payments, co-insurance, or deductibles may be different. For more information about costs, contact your plan or visit medicare.gov/plan-compare. You can also call 1-800-Medicare, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. Part A, covered services. Blood. If the hospital gets blood from a blood bank at no charge, you won't have to pay for it or replace it. If the hospital has to buy blood for you, you must either pay the hospital costs for the first 3 units of blood you get in a calendar year, or you or someone else can donate the blood. Home health services. Part A and or Part B covers home health benefits. See page 43. Hospice care. To qualify for hospice care, a hospice doctor, and your doctor, if you have one, must certify that you're terminally ill, meaning you have a life expectancy of 6 months or less. When you agree to hospice care, you're agreeing to comfort care, palliative care, instead of care to cure your terminal illness. You also must sign a statement choosing hospice care, instead of other Medicare-covered treatments for your terminal illness and related conditions. Coverage includes all items and services needed for pain relief and symptom management, medical, nursing, and social services, drugs for pain and symptom management, durable medical equipment for pain relief and symptom management, aid in homemaker services, other covered services you need to manage your pain and other symptoms, as well as spiritual and grief counseling for you and your family. Medicare certified hospice care is usually given in your home or other facility where you live, like a nursing home. Original Medicare will still pay for covered benefits for any health problems that aren't part of your terminal illness and related conditions, but hospice should cover most of your care. Medicare won't pay room and board for your care in a facility, unless the hospice medical team decides you need short-term inpatient care to manage pain and other symptoms. This care must be in a Medicare-approved facility, like a hospice facility, hospital, or skilled nursing facility that contracts with the hospice. Medicare also covers inpatient respite care, which is care you get in a Medicare-approved facility, so that your usual caregiver, family member, or friend can rest. You can stay up to 5 days each time you get respite care. After 6 months, you can continue to get hospice care as long as the hospice medical director or hospice doctor recertifies at a face-to-face meeting that you're still terminally ill. You pay nothing for hospice care. A co-payment of up to $5 per prescription for outpatient drugs for pain and symptom management. 5% of the Medicare-approved amount for inpatient respite care. Original Medicare will be billed for your hospice care, even if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan. When you get hospice care, your Medicare Advantage plan can still cover services that aren't a part of your terminal illness or any conditions related to your terminal illness. Contact your plan for more information. Inpatient hospital care. Medicare covers semi-private rooms, meals, general nursing, drugs, including methadone, to treat an opioid use disorder, and other hospital services and supplies as part of your inpatient treatment. This includes care you get in acute care hospitals, critical access hospitals, inpatient rehabilitation facilities, long-term care hospitals, psychiatric care in inpatient psychiatric facilities, and inpatient care for a qualifying clinical research study. This doesn't include private duty nursing, a television or phone in your room, if there's a separate charge for these items, personal care items, razors or slipper socks, or a private room, unless medically necessary. If you also have Part B, it generally covers 80% of the Medicare-approved amount for doctor services you get while you're in a hospital. You pay a deductible and no coinsurance for days 1 through 60 of each benefit period. A coinsurance amount per day for days 61 through 90 of each benefit period. A coinsurance amount per lifetime reserve day after day 90 of each benefit period, up to 60 days over your lifetime. All costs for each day after you use all the lifetime reserve days. You can only get inpatient psychiatric care in a freestanding psychiatric hospital 190 days in a lifetime. Note, hospitals are now required to make public the standard charges for all of their items and services, including the standard charges negotiated by Medicare Advantage plans, to help you make more informed decisions about your care. Am I an inpatient or outpatient? Whether you're an inpatient or an outpatient affects how much you pay for hospital services and if you qualify for Part A, skilled nursing facility care. You're an inpatient when the hospital formally admits you with a doctor's order. You're an outpatient if you're getting emergency or observation services, which may include an overnight stay in the hospital, or services in an outpatient clinic, lab tests, or x-rays, without a formal inpatient admission, even if you spend the night in the hospital. Each day you have to stay, you or your caregiver should always ask the hospital, and or your doctor, or a hospital social worker, or patient advocate, if you're an inpatient or outpatient. Sometimes doctors will keep you as an outpatient for observation services while they decide whether to admit you as an inpatient, or release, discharge, you. If you're under observation more than 24 hours, you must get a Medicare Outpatient Observation Notice, also called MOON. This notice tells you why you're an outpatient, in a hospital or critical access hospital, getting observation services, and how it affects what you pay in the hospital, and for care after you leave. Religious non-medical healthcare institution, inpatient care. If you qualify for inpatient hospital or skilled nursing facility care in these facilities, Medicare will only cover inpatient, non-religious, non-medical items and services, like room and board, and items or services that don't need a doctor's order or prescription, like unmedicated wound dressings or use of a simple walker. Medicare doesn't cover the religious portion of this type of care. Skilled nursing facility care. Medicare covers semi-private rooms, meals, skilled nursing and therapy services, and other medically necessary services and supplies in a skilled nursing facility. Medicare only covers these services after a 3-day minimum medically necessary inpatient hospital stay, not including the day you leave the hospital for an illness or injury related to the hospital stay. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, you may not need a 3-day hospital stay. Check with your plan. Note, you may not need a 3-day minimum inpatient hospital stay if your doctor participates in an accountable care organization or an entity participating in another type of Medicare initiative approved for a skilled nursing facility 3-day rule waiver. See pages 111 and 112. You may get skilled nursing care or therapy if it's necessary to improve or maintain your current condition. You can appeal if you disagree with your discharge, like if the discharge is based solely on a lack of improvement, even though you still require skilled nursing or therapy care to keep your condition from getting worse. See page 100 for more information about your rights to appeal. To qualify for skilled nursing facility care, your doctor must certify that you need daily skilled care, like intravenous fluids/medications or physical therapy, which, as a practical matter, you can only get as a skilled nursing facility inpatient. Medicare doesn't cover non-medical long-term care. See page 55. You pay nothing for the first 20 days of each benefit period. Note, if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, you may be charged co-payments during the first 20 days. A co-insurance amount per day for days 21 through 100 of each benefit period. All costs for each day after day 100 in a benefit period.